During Tuesday's Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, time was set aside for public comments. Here are a few of the edited remarks.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Sophia Kaufman, and I'm here as a citizen of Tuolumne County. And I'm here to comment on Supervisor Kirk's concern about LGBTQ+ rule group. I was born and raised in this county. I love this county, and I even left and came back because I love it so. As a child who was raised in this county, I was sexually victimized by a religious family who at the head of this family was a local pastor. And I have never let my traumatic experience at the hands of this family impact my overall view of the religious community based off of my factual experience. I support and respect the local religious community, even though I don't identify with them. It is very important that we do not make negative generalized assumptions that have no factual basis about our groups of people who are our neighbors. As an adult within this community, I have become an active supporter and advocate for the LGBTQ+ rule group. I can personally vouch for the integrity of this group, as I have witnessed them firsthand at a number of events over the last year. I can confirm that they have nothing but positive intention, and I can confidently say that the youth who identify as LGBTQ+ in this county and the heterosexual youth in this county are safe and supported by this group. I think it is important to shed light on the fact that the LGBTQ+ community is a marginalized group here in this county, and that the LGBTQ+ rural group is doing everything they can to give LGBTQ+ youth, seniors, and people of all ages a safe place to access resources and support as they proceed in a world that so actively rejects them. Supervisor Kirk, there is enough going up against the LGBTQ+ community that they do not need or deserve your negative rhetoric to impact their work. The fear associated with this group isn't based on fact, but in fact, opinion. My opinion is that all Tuolumne County residents should coexist peacefully and refrain from making each other's lives any harder than they need to be. We are all a small community, and we are stronger together. It is my hope that by sharing my truth with all today, that I implore you to think twice before you speak and support everyone in this community equally. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Last September 21st, heavy equipment rock crushing was done about 180 feet from my home again, even closer to some nice little low-income rentals. The noise was a torment again, and the vibration cracked my interior sheet rock again. This time, what they crushed was asphalt chunks with embedded asbestos containing serpentine rock. Where we on Rugged Trail Road breathe air if we want to be at home. Raw dirt cuts, 20-foot mountains of concrete and asphalt chunks with some rubbish. Eye and noise stinging fumes. When this dump is in activity, old house demo probably with lead paint. Near total tree destruction. And filling of a seasonal creek bed are some of the things 18955 Industry Way has that badly lower our property values, as it has no buffer zone screening and starts 3 feet from my fence. I worry about eventual groundwater contamination. We're on wells. Today, I'm asking you, the board, to do the right thing. Treat us on Rugged Trail Road and on Industry Way as human beings. Please make code compliance and your other responsible departments quit warping and stretching interpretation of county ordinances that were made to protect people from incompatible land uses. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Ree Anderson. I'm Pat's neighbor. I live across the street. Our neighborhood of Rugged Trail Road and Industry Way, which runs parallel to Lambert Lake Estates, have an ongoing dispute with County Development Department, Public Works, and Code Compliance for allowing a construction waste landfill to be developed under false pretenses of a now revoked grading permit to install a driveway and a ministerial building permit recently issued to install a prefabricated home building pad despite an open violation existing on the parcel requiring a site development plan. There is no site development plan on this parcel. We have concerns this could possibly be going on in other areas of the county too. Investigation is important, not just for us, but for all the residents of Tuolumne County. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair Hath and members of the board. I'm Lisa Mayo, President and CEO for Visit Tuolumne County. And I'm just here today to give you an update on the tourism marketing district that we are working on forming as per our contract. We have just under 3 years to form this district. And we are having our first workshop on November 1st. It's a Wednesday. It'll be at 1 o'clock at the Best Western. And this is a time for our lodging partners and anyone else who is interested, because this isn't necessarily just a lodging issue or project. But we want to invite people to come and learn what a TMD is, what that would mean for Visit Tuolumne County and for our tourism industry as a whole.
Can you give the date and the time and the place again, please?
Sure. It's Wednesday, November 1st at 1 o'clock, and it will be at the Best Western at the Oak Glen Conference Room.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Ravina Samra. Recently, a supervisor mentioned being weary of an entire group of individuals. I'd like to extend on that and say we should be wary of individuals in our local government fear-mongering our community based on their personal beliefs and biases. By being part of that marginalization and discrimination of an entire group of individuals, we are in fact endangering the very people we claim to protect. In this case, children. Children who are simultaneously being targeted by their school administration and terrorized by the ideals of a very vocal minority. By sharing your opinions as an ultimate truth, you are partaking in a dangerous act and a part of this ongoing tyranny. Supervisor Kirk, I urge you to set aside your prejudices and attempt to understand what your community needs, your entire community. Thank you.
Thank you.